My problem is I came back after the weekend and okay. I was chatting to one of my housemates and she said, oh, by the way, I think I saw a mouse in the kitchen. And I said, sorry, what? I was like, you think you saw a mouse or you definitely saw a mouse? And she said, I don't know, out of the corner of my eye, I thought I saw something move really, really fast.
Oh, no.
Yeah, here's the problem. My room is downstairs.
Oh, no.
Which is even worse.
So you think that the mouse...
I think there's probably more of a chance of the mouse being downstairs near my room than upstairs, let's say.
Well, no, I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say that. I mean, those guys just move all over the house.
So, you know what I mean? Here's the thing. I've never seen a mouse. I've never seen a side of a mouse. I've never seen anything, you know, and I would be awake, I suppose, at nighttime till, you know, late enough where I would hear something scurrying or moving or whatever. So last night I went to bed and I was like, oh my God. So I kind of turned off the lights and I lay in bed with my eyes wide open, just listening.
Listening sure for anything. No,
and normally I hear absolutely nothing. Maybe the wind howling outside because, you know, Storm Henry decided to pop in last night.
Ah, yeah, just to say hello.
Just to say hello. And now I'm completely and utterly... Chris, what's up?
So as in, like, you were listening for that. Shit, it's a mouse!
Oh my God.
Oh my God. No, not being funny. There's a mouse on your head right now.
Stop it, Chris. Seriously. Because, like, look, I can deal with mice, I think, because I like to think that they're just cute little rodents. You know my feelings on rats.
Whoa, sorry. There's a mouse on your gowl right now. I can see it. I can see it. Look out. Look, I can see it crawling around over there.
So dead down there, I'm not feeling anything. But, no, seriously, Chris. And then I came into work this evening. And I was chatting to I was about to call her Archive. I was chatting to Afric.
Archive is her actual name, though.
Is Archive her actual name? And I was chatting to Carl Mullen, foe of this show, but friend of mine.
That Carl Mullins.
And
I
you know what he
him.
Said to me?
Yeah.
He said, Kira, he goes, you're going to wake up, he said, at some stage. The mouse is going to be on your face and you're going to scream and the mouse is going to go into your mouth. And I was like, Carl, why would you even say that? I was like, why would you even say that? And then, and my housemate also pointed out where there's one mouse, there's more.
Oh yeah, sure. There's usually a big old feckin', you know, whatever, rat king of them. There's a big posse of them. That's a mouse. That's actually the mouse from your house. He's on the phone. You're gonna do what? The mouse says he's gonna crawl into your gowl.
Oh my God, Chris, stop
when you're
it.
Asleep. No, wait, sorry, no. He said, there's nothing going on down there, I won't bother. Oh. Sorry, he didn't say that at all.
How is it, Chris, when I tell you that there's a mouse in my house, that you get a mouse on the phone?
It says he's going to be in your gowl?
Can you take anything that I say seriously? Like, this is a serious situation. I have a mouse problem.
You know what, actually? I have two mouse stories that I can add to this.
Okay. Do they have happy endings?
One of them does, actually. This okay. is not. This is 100%... Thank you, mouse. This is 100% like...
It's a very loud mouse.
It is, isn't it? That mouse has great vocal projection, doesn't he?
We get the mouse on the radio with us the next day.
He should be an actor. But so, two good stories actually about mice, which makes things okay. No joke, where I'm from, like home, like mm-hmm. we have like whatever, like as in we live out in the country, you could mm-hmm. say. And there was this mouse, and I'm 100% hand on my heart serious about this. There was a mouse that lived in our house for about... I'd say 2 months.
Okay.
And we could never catch him. But like, he was so tame and so small and so domesticated. Like, he was like a little shrew. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, if there was crumbs on the ground, you'd see him eating them and then he'd like scurry off into a hole. And by the end, we were almost kind of like, ah, he's grand. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's okay. We never saw him then. He just went away one day. Mm-hmm. But over Christmas, this is 100% true as well. This is just before we came back, obviously. So I was at home over Christmas and a rat... died under my floorboard.
Wait a second, a rat or a mouse?
Oh, I don't know what it was. I never got to see it. Something, some animal died under my floorboard, like right underneath. It smelled so bad, I couldn't sleep in my room.
Are you serious?
It smelled like, honestly, you'd go into the room and you would vomit.
Oh,
like,
God,
you'd
Chris.
Actually start physically gagging.
Oh, God. Do you know what I'm thinking as well? Like, before I get into my bed, I lift up the covers to make sure the mouse isn't in the bed.
He could be.
But like, you'd see signs of a mouse. Do you know?
What do you mean?
You'd see signs. You'd see signs. Like, you might see mouse droppings, or you'd see something would be gnawed away at. You'd see a sign that there's something else living in your house, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but like, I mean,
I've seen nothing.
He could just come
like,
out
even,
of nowhere.
I got out of bed this morning and I put my 2 feet on the ground, and then straight away I jumped back into bed because I didn't have my slippers on.
So you
and then I went
mouse.
To get my slippers, and before I put my slippers on, I was like, Jesus, I better check in case there's a mouse in my slippers. Like, Chris, it's ruining my life.
Yeah, I didn't like it either. Like, for the first few weeks when we had that little shrew or whatever the hell you'd call it, I was very annoyed by him. Like, as in, you know, he was fine. He didn't cause major problems or anything.
And here's the thing. I am not going to put down a mousetrap, okay? So this is...
Why?
Because I would hate to kill it.
Well, it's you or him. Do you want to live in your house quietly and peacefully, or do you want to have this mouse threaten you all the time?
Can I not just open the door and let him run free, and he can meet up with all his cousins and his family and be reunited and be like, oh, come here, tell us the big adventure you had in that house.
No, he'll be like, come on, the door's open, and then they'll all go in, and then there'll be literally like 40 of them all living there.
And then a couple of hours later, they'll all be sitting on my bed, and I'll be drinking wine, and I'll be telling them all the problems of my life.
Yeah, exactly.
And they'll be giving me advice. No, but seriously, like, I just cannot... I can't even kill a spider. I like to let things go free. I don't believe that you should kill any sort of living being, whether it be an insect or a mouse or a bird or, you know, anything. I can't get my head around killing something. So I don't want to put down a mousetrap. And here's the thing. If a mousetrap were to go down, I don't want to be the one who picks it up and gets rid of it.
Yeah, no, I get you. And I get all of that. I get where you're coming from. But like, girl, you have to do this. Like, this is a great metaphor for life. This
really?
Is the world we live in.
What?
It's you or this mouse.
Like, I don't want to make us enemies by any means. I would like us to sit down and have diplomatic conversations, you know?
Do you think you could, like, enter peace talks with the mouse?
I would like to enter peace talks with this mouse.
And just say, look, this was my land first.
Yes.
I was here first.
Exactly.
You're going to have to find another place to live that isn't here.
Yeah. I'm a lover, not a fighter, you know?
Yeah. Then you'll have a little interpreter going, she wants you to leave. And the mouse will be like, fuck you. Yeah, you have a bit of a problem, though, on your hands. And what are your other, like, people you live with? Are they like, we need to...
They seem to be pretty relaxed about the situation.
All right. So are they not worried that, like, there's a mouse?
I don't know.
Really?
I haven't talked to them since.
You need to call, like, a meeting.
I know.
And say, guys, this is serious business.
No.
And we need to get rid of this mouse. But hey, look.
You see, the weather has got colder, too.
Yeah, of course.
You know?
I hear you, girlfriend. So now you're like, what do I do?
Yeah, well, hopefully today after Storm Henry, they're all blown away. Don't mice live in walls and stuff?
Yeah, but you see, they come in when it's cold. I think that's the problem. You see, I think that's how, like, we got into the problem we were in, if you get me.
Ava said, Kira, get a humane trap so you can catch it and release it. And then somebody else texts in to say, get a humane trap. I didn't know one existed.
What the hell is a humane mouse trap?
I don't know. Somebody says there's a mouse or rat running above my apartment right now. Pest control guy said whatever it is gets in the dirty end of the block of the apartment and runs around the walls. He keeps having to set poison. By the way, this is a true story I'm about to send. I told it to Nikki Byrne a few weeks ago when they were talking about mice.
Wow. Okay. Jesus, this is obviously a big problem.
Craig says, just set your pussy after him. I don't have a cat, Craig.
That Craig, that'd get rid of anything, let me tell you. That if Kira had a cat, I mean.
And then somebody says, your home is a source of food and warmth. He won't go.
No, you realise he has it brilliantly. Like, he's like, this is class.
So many men out there.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, this is brilliant. I'm not going anywhere.